Let me show you the things I keep in my kitchen to make my home hosting ready at all times.
Because having people over is about making hosting a casual part of your life and not something you have to stress over.
This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over.
Now let's start with drinks. First and foremost, I always have supplies for a fancy lemonade. I personally love orgeat, but I also use maple syrup, simple syrups, whatever I want. You can make it still or sparkling. It's great by itself. It's great as the base of a cocktail. It goes with almost every spirit. I am a big lemonade girl. And also lemons are useful for a million other things, so I always have them. Another thing I always have on hand is tea. I can't take credit for it, but we have a million different fancy teas because my husband's a big tea guy, but they also make for a great afternoon drink. Meanwhile, mom is a coffee girl, so I have my coffee on hand. I switched to French press this year and I'm never going back. Also got this bad boy on a Labor Day sale, 60% off, hello. And as a year-round iced coffee girl, I always have some coffee chilling in the fridge. And of course, some regular milk and fun creamer. Lastly, for drinks, well, most of the wine is in the wine fridge. I always have at least one bottle of white chilling, so it's extra crispy. We also have beer, usually have non-alcoholic beer, especially for my husband because he's training for a marathon, but we're out right now. And of course, the most important part of any hostess arsenal, a bunch of ice. Now, in terms of snack stuff, I always have some kettle chips, of course, my popping corn, which I can dress up however I want. I always like some nice snack crackers, and I always have either some crusty bread or some crackers for things like spreads and cheeses. Speaking of cheese, I always have at least a few cheeses I can just put out as is. I also love putting out shards of Parmesan. Of course, I must have olives at all times. I also like some pepperoncini. This time right now I have some andouille, but basically everything you need for a quick cheese board, including almonds. Also pardon my fridge being so empty. Tomorrow's market day, so I'm nearly out of everything. Now for more meal-like stuff, I always have some homemade vinaigrette, which I just make in the old mustard bottles. Always lots of good salted butter, of course. This is also great for popcorn. Always plenty of pasta and rice. I also have other pasta shapes in the cupboard. Plus, I always have some nice meat from the farmer's market. This is great in a quick pasta or a braised dish or something based on whatever else I have on hand. I also always have some simple desserts on hand for afternoon tea and coffee or after dinner. Some simple tea cookies. I love Swedish candies. These are salt licorice, not for everyone, but I do have friends who love them like me. I keep nicer bakery cookies in the freezer so I can just heat them up real quick. Some ice cream and yes, mint chocolate chip supremacy in this house. Anyway, of course, this should all be adapted to your taste, but this is just what I keep in my kitchen to always be hosting ready.